Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole and my co-host King Chuck.
Chip. What up though?
King Chuck is definitely in the building. What's good, King Chuck? How you feeling tonight?
You know me, I'm worldwide, baby. Worldwide.
That's what's up. It is a Sunday. We're recording. There's a lot of shit going on in my household. A lot of stuff with my kids. I've been running around. I'm waiting for my hubby to get home. I can't wait to see my hubby. So he gonna have the time of his life tonight if I'm still up when he gets home. It's going down.
Oh shit. About to be pregnant, nigga.
I don't know about that. I'll practice, but ain't no babies. What's good? How was your night? You was with the in-laws, I hear?
Yeah, I was with the in-laws. You know, I don't really fuck with them like that, but you know what? Tonight I had a really good time. I can honestly say that. You know, things worked out in the end. So, you know, I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm changing. I don't know if I'm getting old or what, but, you know, I'm getting this whole married thing down. And, you know, I'm learning as I go, as you're supposed to. But, you know, I went and I didn't want to go, but I went and we had a good time and they all loved me. And even if it was phony, I still had a good time.
You know the motherfuckers be phony as hell.
Yeah, they talking shit about me right now. But it's okay.
Soon as you hit the dough, it's motherfucker going in.
Yeah.
But it's the shit that we gotta do for our marriage, for our significant other. We do like that.
Even though that's why I quit. Wife was like, you know, you should come, love. All right, I'll go. All right.
Yeah, I understand that
100%. And I did, you know.
I'm proud of you, brother. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, but I'm trying.
All right. So let's get into our first topic. This is convo number 25. We there, Chuck.
Hey, all right.
25. Hey. I can't believe it. So, you know, if you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud. Make sure you go to iTunes and check it out. Won't you subscribe, rate, and review? Let us know what you think. Honest reviews. I want a 5-star review, but I really want an honest review because I take it serious. I prep. I try to figure out hot topics that will get you to think, to get some emotions out of you. So let us know. Is it a topic that you want us to talk about? There's nothing off limits that we won't talk about. Let us know. And if you want to mash up with us, let me know. Hit us on my account, midnightconvos247@gmail.com, and let's get it popping. The first convo that's on the list is what I saw on, what's this, Worldstar? I haven't really been on Worldstar in a minute, because every time you on Worldstar, it's always some bullshit on there.
Uh-huh. I love it, though.
For sure. So, there was a video of a pastor. I don't know who he was, but all I know is he was a pastor. He had the cloth on, and he was watching a video. You want to take a stab at it? What type of video he was watching?
He was watching the video on his phone. Let's say some porn. I'm going to go with porn.
Almost in the neighborhood, but not exactly. This dude was watching twerk videos.
Wait, the pastor?
The pastor was watching twerk videos.
Wait, during services?
During services. He's like, in the pulpit.
Oh, shit.
Now, I don't know. You stupid.
What?
Now, I don't know if he was a visiting pastor and, you know, he was going to get up and speak next. I don't know if his sermon was next. I really don't know. But they showed him in the pulpit and he had his phone to the side and he was looking down. And whoever was taking the video of him was zooming in slowly. And you see the video, the girl, pop.
Oh, shit.
And he was going, he was just, his eyes, fuck the word. His word was that ass.
Wow.
And I'm like, at the end of the day, he is a man, right? So I don't care what type of clothes you got on. The cloth doesn't make you, you know, pure.
Clergyman my ass.
Yes. But my thing is, people that's in the church, they look down on people who don't believe in something higher than them. They don't, you look down on sinners. You look down on, you know, people that you don't agree with their lifestyle. But you're in church, you're in the pulpit watching women shake their asses. So I'm like, who's the biggest hypocrites?
Mm.
And that's the thing I have a problem with. You know, a man is going to be a man. But I think, as always, I say this so much, it's a time and place for everything. And obviously, absolutely, the pulpit wouldn't be a time and place where you'd be watching women twerk that ass, belt that ass.
Yeah, come on.
So, what's your thoughts? I know you don't believe in the whole church thing and religion, but what's your thoughts on the man, a man of the cloth, watching a twerk video?
Honestly, I want to say, see, that's why I don't believe in it. I want to start right there. Look, listen, hold up. This nigga, a man of the cloth, you know, it was supposed to get a word, you know, people going through it, they down and out, whatever the case may be, and he watching twerk videos on World Star. That's some World Star shit right there.
World Star!
The fuck? Now, wait. Was he just looking? Like, did he click like? Was he, you know, touching himself or anything? He was just looking, and whoever, you know, what was the person that was filming this shit? What was they doing? So, you know, I'm gonna watch this nigga.
They was just, yeah, pretty much. He was like, look at this motherfucker. Look at this shit. You see this right here? That type of thing. But the funny thing is, it was the pastor, and then it was somebody right next to him. So there's no way that this person that was sitting directly next to him didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
Come on.
Right. So that's the whole church right there. And I should tell you right there. Look, I'm not mad. Look, you're supposed to be held, you know, at a certain level, whatever the case may be. And, you know, we all sinners, as you said earlier, you know. So I ain't mad. Fuck it. Do you, pastor? But see, that's the problem. He a pastor. So you got to look past that. He fucked up right there. Yeah, okay. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
To all that ass. Yeah. What was the good one?
And that's the shit that turns people off from the church. And my thing is, I'm not a person that necessarily goes to church every Sunday. I do believe that there's a higher being. I do have my spiritual side. But that's the thing that turns me off from stepping foot into churches. I have so many people that are reverends, pastors, deacons, things of sorts, people of the church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, come to my church. Come, and I'm like, no. Because I don't think you have to go to church to have a relationship with whoever you believe in or whatever you believe in. A church is just a place. You know, how you connect on a spiritual level with whoever you believe or what you believe in is your business. So, for people that's on that, you know, the shot trying to decide, should I do this or should I not? You giving them a fucked up path. You know, what the fuck? Why am I going to go to this church and this motherfucker watch a twerk video? If I'm undecided on, you know, if a religion is for me or your church is for me or giving it a chance, motherfucker, you not swaying me.
Why couldn't he wait? Couldn't that wait? Like, could he have not done that before or wait until the services was over and do it after? Why he had to do that right then and there in the church? How am I supposed to trust you and believe in you and hear you and listen to you and follow you, all of this shit? No. See, I'll be right. I say the shit that people are afraid to say, but they think it. Fuck the church. Fuck the pastors, the Dinkins, and the, what you call it, the teeth when you put money in the basket. You're crazy as hell. I ain't giving you shit. Fuck that. I'm putting money in the basket so you can go tip them bitches when you go to the strip club. Guess what? You know he go to Wiggles. You know he go to Wiggles. I know he go to Wiggles.
You probably seen him.
I probably seen him. Yeah, okay.
Y'all was vying for the same bitch. You know what I'm saying?
First round on him. Huh? Don't pay no taxes. Go ahead, pastor. Pass that. Yeah, give me that. Unbelievable. Oh, no, you know what, though? No matter what you say or what you believe in, you cannot deny, you know, the human element in shit. And that's all it is, yo. He might be a man of the cloth and all of that shit, but whatever the fuck was going on in his mind, he decided, you know what? I'm going to take a peek at this ass. Yes, Lord. Yeah. So that's my thoughts. You can't deny that shit, my nigga. And that ain't the devil. Let's clear that up. It's just ass. It ain't the devil. Right? I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, and let the church say amen.
Hey, amen to all that ass.
Amen.
Get him.
So I want to see if this video is going to go viral. Because I just saw it last night and I was just like, ooh, this is something to talk about. And I want to bring it up to my, you know, churchy, preachy friends. Oh, you know, the Lord, got to get Lord. Got to get Lord in your life. You got to get right with Jesus. What would Jesus say in this motherfucker? What would Jesus do in this
particular? Jesus would be like, damn, who that, son? I'm just glad he wasn't looking at no gay shit. You know, so many of them pastors be on some gay shit. You know, so let's clear that up. I'm just glad it wasn't no, you know, he was looking at little boys and shit like that, man. I don't know. These niggas is funny now, man. Yeah, for real. You pass that, man. Nah, you know, so it's a touchy subject.
Very touchy.
I'm glad it wasn't that.
Okay. All right. Watch out for these pastors. The ones you're giving all your money to. You know, they taking your money and going straight to Wiggles.
Wiggles.
Wiggle. All right, y'all. This is Convo 25. Convo 25. If you missed our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud and iTunes and check us out. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, our Queen Tiffany, and become my friend on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, and holla at my boy, my brother, on Twitter, The Real King Chuck.
Yep.
Breaking news. Did you hear about this shit? Janet Jackson is now getting a divorce for the third time. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about it. What happened now?
So, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry to hear that her marriage is coming to an end. That shit is like death. I don't care. It's tough to see anyone's marriage not make it. Right. But in her case, that bitch is winning. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, she's married to a fucking billionaire. He's younger than her. He's like 41. She just turned 50. She just had a baby. They had a prenup. And the prenup states that he would break her off with, I think, $500 million if their marriage lasted at least 5 years. So if they would have gotten a divorce, you know, she would only be entitled to some of his money if they lasted 5 years. Guess what? They just had an anniversary. 5 years. So she got the baby. Now she's getting $500 million. And don't get it twisted. She has her own coins. But it's nice to add some more coins. Now, you got to think about this. She married this man. This is her third marriage. And he's a Muslim. So he pretty much kind of changed everything that she was doing. You know, Janet, when she put on the show, she half-ass naked, got the titty popping, ass out.
Dances and shit, yeah.
Yes, this is how Janet gets down. Now, the last tour she had, motherfuckers didn't recognize who the fuck she was. She had the Islamic shit on. No type of revealing clothes. He was like, nah, you gotta cover that shit up. So she wearing all this fucking, looking like a mummy and shit, dancing, doing Rhythm Nation in a mummy outfit. So her sales was being affected by this. You know, she couldn't really tour and do her song. She couldn't grab a motherfucker from the stage and grind on him with a Muslim husband. Right? So that changed. That has hurt her musically. They say that he was kind of controlling and he wanted to kind of isolate her from her family and friends. And he was a very private person. And that really doesn't go well with someone that is a celebrity. You know, they're known for being
a megastar.
So. Yes. Yeah. So what's your thoughts on this? Yes, Janet is getting a divorce, but don't cry for her. You know, she gonna be all right.
Well, I can't cry for her. I mean, I understand, that, you know, she's getting divorced, like you said, that's like death. At the same time, though, that's who she chose. So I ain't crying for her. And $500 million at the end of the day, you could be Janet, Beyonce, whoever the fuck you want to be. $500 million, nigga, you won. So she did what she did. I hope it was worth it. Apparently it was. Now, as far as her, dressing, I forgot what you call it, but the Muslim cloth and all that, you cover yourself up as a female. She did that for her marriage, obviously, you know, so you can't knock her for that. You can't be mad at that, but she has fans. And the one thing I know, you can't disappoint the fans. You can't do that. You don't want to do that. You'll never win that battle, you know?
So they'll turn on your ass quick as hell.
What? Forget about it. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, it's like, you can't really choose a side. It's like you're liberal about this, but you're conservative about some shit like this. You know, it goes both ways. So, but at the end of the day, we love her. That's Janet Jackson. And she can do no wrong. And she ain't all the way there, you know, in the mind and all of that. But that's Janet Jackson. So I fucks with her. I feel her. And, like, at the end of the day, she still get $500 million. Now, is that his baby? Yeah,
it's his baby. But my thing is, the bitch waited to 50 years old to have a baby, so she must have loved him, because this ain't her first rodeo. She's been married 2 times before him, so she really did love him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right.
In order to go through something like that at that stage of her life, you know?
And I don't know who she was with at the time, but she had that song, Whenever I See You Again. And they turned it into a club song. But she was talking about the baby that she lost. And I was like, 9, 6, 9, 7. So, you know, I'm happy for her. At this age, she can still, you know, reproduce and all of that. She's still fertile. I don't know. I'm on her side. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, it's just a sad thing to see that their relationship didn't last. But boo-hoo. She going to be boo-hooing and wiping her fucking tears with bags of money. You know, like.
Yeah, she gonna be wiping her tears off with that check.
For sure.
$500 million.
Now they said she was her estimated worth was $300 million. So now with his $500 million, she damn near a billionaire. You dig? That's nice. But my thing is, let's go a little deeper. And see, my thing is this: I don't care who you are. You could be Beyonce. You could be Jennifer Lopez. Someone said to me one time at work, they would say, you show me some beautiful woman and I show you a man that's tired of her. And I say this because,
wow,
look at Janet. At one time in life, she was arguably the sexiest woman, one of the sexiest beautiful women in the world.
That men
idolize, they worship, you know. Not one, not two, but 3 failed marriages. Look at Jennifer Lopez. She's one of those women that men fucking lust over. Not one, not two, three. She got like 3-4 failed marriages. You look at Halle Berry, another beautiful black woman.
She's the most beautiful woman on the planet.
Okay.
Can't keep a man.
She's been through like 3, David Justice, Eric Benet, this little French actor that she's getting a divorce from. You know, these beautiful women can't keep men. And I just wonder, like, what is that about? Like,
Holly, we when I say we, men in general, we thought it was something with the pool tank. It had to be that her shit wasn't just good. She looked good. The body is real right. But maybe it was that crease, you know. Her secretions wasn't flowing or something. I don't know. You know? We figured it had to be that. Apparently, it wasn't that. The bitch is psycho.
Okay.
You know, we love Holly, you know? But she is cuckoo. Now, with Janet, don't know, son. Maybe something wrong with her too. Who knows? And who the other one? J-Lo? Look. The old saying, as it goes, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. When she was engaged to her manager or dancer, partner, whoever the fuck it was, and they was on stage about to announce their union or them getting married or whatever, and she said, "Up, pump the brakes," and she took the flower, accepted the flowers from Ben Affleck. That's when we was like, "Okay, no, bitch. We gave you a chance. We knew you was a hoe, but we gave you a chance, and then you fucked up, and you did some hoe shit. So we don't even fuck. You can't even put her on the list no more." So at the end of the day, fuck J-Lo, right? Janet, we still love you. I don't know. You might be a little crazy, but we still love you. And Halle Berry, you still recognize this as a beautiful black woman, but I still think there's something wrong with the Kute. I'm sorry.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so, bro? But
you can't. When you that beautiful and you can't keep a man who don't even wear shoes and shit. Come on, man. Nah, it's you, Holly. I'm sorry. But that's just me. I don't know.
See, but I think it's deeper than that. You know, it's like, so it really means beauty means nothing. Because nothing. You can have someone that's so fucking beautiful that every man wants, and you still go out and cheat on. Look, let's just take Halle Berry for example, just because she's the easiest one. Her first relationship, her first marriage with the baseball player David Justice, who was fine as fuck. He cheated on her repeatedly. Fucking Eric Benet, her second husband. That motherfucker was cheating. He went mad crazy and was cheating. He had bitches from left and right. He was cheating so much that they went on Oprah and said he had some sex addiction. And, you know, later on when their situation was finalized, he was like, nah, I ain't have a sex addiction. You know, our relationship wasn't working and I had to do what I had to do. So, wow. It's just amazing to me that you could be so beautiful. And men will say, well, you know, I want a bad bitch. I want a beautiful bitch. And then they have one.
And what you think it is. And I forgot who she was with. Somebody was whooping her ass.
They said it was, I think, was it Wesley Snipes?
Yo, I heard that, but I wasn't too sure that they was together. So I didn't want to start no rumors or nothing.
Yeah, I think it was Wesley Snipes. I do know
somebody was whooping her ass.
I believe it was Wesley Snipes. And supposedly, allegedly, he punched her so hard that he punctured her ear.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so you know what? Now, what the fuck did she do for a man, Blade, to hit her? You know, like, what the fuck? I don't know, son. Oh, man, he went Nino on that bitch. I don't know.
Word up.
Ooh. It just goes to show, you're right. Beauty isn't everything. And you know what? Sometimes, for men, you know what? That's some young shit. It ain't about having the baddest bitch or, you know, the perfect woman. You have to have somebody that treats you right, you know. If you can find somebody to as though you are on their level. And maybe that's what it is. Now, she done dated people that we know who's also famous, celebrities and stars and all of that. And she's been with somebody who had money, but he wasn't, like, famous and no shit. Like, he wasn't nobody to talk about. So, for her, you can flip that coin either way. It still didn't work. I feel sorry for her. A little bit.
A little bit?
I really like her. When I think of Halle Berry, I think of her, like, that's her everyday life. Not the part she played in Monster. Mm-hmm. Monster Ball. But her role in Boomerang.
Ooh!
Yeah. Now, see, if she's like that in Boomerang in real life, oh my God, how could you mistreat this woman? Oh, I would do right by her.
She was so pretty in that movie.
Yeah, and so nice and kind and loving and nurturing and all of that shit. Mm. But her role in Monster, oh, fuck me.
Made me feel good.
Yeah, made me feel good. I just lost my baby daddy. And then, oh my God. Then, oh, that right there, no, dude. Once I bust and I'm done, I don't want to be bothered with you, bitch. You ain't got nothing. You just got evicted. You understand what I'm saying? For men, I'm just saying. You know, that's how we look at shit. I'm sorry, you know.
Crazy. So
he still is.
And in essence, to tie this all up, you saying you like ugly bitches?
No, I don't like ugly. Well, you know what? I do like, I wouldn't call her a bitch, but she's ugly and I like her a lot. I don't know her name. I think it's Leslie.
The comedian?
Yeah, I've always liked her. I like her a lot.
Like, but, you like her as a comedian or you would knock her down?
I like her as a comedian, and I will bust her ass. I will bust her ugly. I will fuck her ugly ass with my best. So if you listening, look, if shit ain't going right with my marriage, you need to holler at me. What's her name? Leslie Jones? Some shit.
Oh, God.
I like her. You know why I like her? Because she's the one of the few chicks we have in Hollywood to which, though, you know how they portray y'all? Like, you have to look like Beyonce or Halle Berry. She's not one of those. She's far from that. She represents the everyday female who's not all that attractive, but she has other traits that you would look at as men and be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, she cool. Or I like her. Or she got a fatty. Or you know what? You know, that's somebody I can see myself with. That's why I like her.
Well, she like 6 foot. So she'll probably tower over you and shit.
That's all right. I'm 6 foot even. So if she's 6 foot one, but you gotta say 6 foot four with stilettos and shit, so she got some money. I'll do it. And we will be happy. Cause I'll bust all on her face and shit. I got plans for her. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm gonna put her on the bucket list. I want to smash Leslie, the bitch, the ugly chick from Ghostbusters. On her face, just to say I did it. She got nice white teeth and they big as hell. I just want to give it to her, just to say that yeah I did it. That was me. I'm sorry, I'm getting beside myself, but I would. I really would.
I don't know. I never hear about her in the media.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know.
I know she not, because she's ugly.
I don't know if she likes men.
Oh, well.
I don't know, because I've never seen her with a man in public. You know, I've never seen her in that, you know, nothing. So I don't know. I haven't seen her with a female either. So I don't know. Does she like men? Does she like women? Is she asexual? I don't know. You know? I don't know. Or maybe motherfuckers only knock her down in the dark. At the hours.
Maybe. That is me. Yeah, hell yeah. You that's something you're not supposed to brag about. That one, not that one. But only cause she's famous and got money. Yeah, that's me. I wouldn't be all the way proud, but I wouldn't be ashamed at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those situations where it's like, Chuck, she ugly as hell, but yeah, she got a fatty money. You know, niggas would understand that. In this situation, in this particular case, I could be like, nah, I'm saying she got money, so she famous. Because niggas be like, nah, she ugly. So I'm like, ew, what you? Nah, she funny as hell, and she got dough, son. You know, she cool. She'll make me a grilled cheese sandwich, and after I finish smashing it, you know, yeah, you would do it too. I know you would. So you know, it's one of those.
All right, so you know, I now know King's Chuck Wednesday Crush is Leslie Jones.
Yeah, Leslie Jones, that's her name? Yes. Oh, she need to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that.
Holla at your boy, the real King Chuck.
For real, I got something for you. I got a proton pack. Yes, sir. I'll give her my best. She don't even know it. Shoot.
Woo! He gonna give you his best.
What?
Give it. Yo, this is convo number 25. Convo 25. If you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud. Make sure you go to iTunes. Check us out. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave a 5-star review. Follow us on Twitter. I am our Queen Tiffany, and my boy, my brother, King Chuck is the real King Chuck. And I'm also on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. So holla at us. If you want to mash up, you have some comments, suggestions for the show, email us at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. King Chuck, can I talk a little sports right now?
Absolutely. Oh, wait, you ain't even got to ask me. Just shoot.
All right. Just shoot.
Just shoot.
I want to talk about NBA players taking rest. Resting games. Not necessarily throughout the season, but closer to the end of the season. Because David Silver, what is the, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, he sent a memo out to the owners basically stating that they have to do something about these players taking off these games closer to the end of the season. And, you know, this, as a fan, it bothers me because when you spend your hard-earned money, you don't want to see the star player sitting down. I remember, was it last year I took my hubby to LA to see Kobe? Yeah, it was last year because last year he retired. Took hubby, spent all this money to go to Cali, bought seats. We were right behind the backboard. Spent a couple of dollars. And to my surprise, Kobe wasn't playing that night. That motherfucker had on hard bottoms. Now, we not from LA, so this is not in our backyard that we can just see him at any given time. You know what I'm saying? This is a planned trip where we invested a lot of moolah to get out there, hotel, tickets, whatever. And it's like a slap in the face when you spend this type of...
Absolutely. Wow.
And yes, the star players are not fucking playing. Now, I understand, you know, nicks and bruises, you know, nagging injuries. Some days you have to rest. And just because the season is so fucking long, you got to rest your body for the bigger picture, which is the playoffs. But I'm not feeling players taking these days off like that. Speak on it. Let me know your thoughts.
Oh, well, first of all, you are absolutely right. As a fan, you pay good money, right? Good money to see these players, these marquee players, and not just any fucking body, and they come to find out it wasn't no injury, nothing like that. You know, they're just resting. So that's why they're not playing. What the fuck? Are you fucking serious? First of all, we're not even going to talk about the VIP. I buy tickets to game. I am a sports fanatic. So my tickets be $145 or something like that. And the person I come to see, like Mel or something, or the shitty-ass team as the Knicks, my team, and he ain't playing because he's resting. Oh, I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. Why didn't I get this memo? I didn't see it on fucking ESPN or the Bleacher Report, none of that shit. Oh, so yeah, I feel you on that. I'm with you 100%. However, we have to keep in mind that it is a different game now. And although it's not as rough or competitive as it used to be, like, you know, it wasn't that easy for you to drive to the hole and make a layup. It is definitely nothing like that, like it used to be. Now, these motherfuckers... I'm not saying they do need rest. Oh, of course we do. We're human beings. They're not machines. But at the same time, I understand, you know, the bigger picture. I need my best player to be at his best, not just at all times, but especially when I need him, you know, i.e. the playoffs, you know, and we're making a push so forth. So, and I get it. You know, it's 84 games in the regular season, you know, so if he takes off, let's say, you know, 5 at the most due to a non-injury. I'm mad a little bit, but I understand. So I guess I'm on the fence with that one. But me personally, I'll be up fucking set. If I come, first of all, I'll put it to you like this. If I come through and my team is 36-18, right? And I come to the game and shit to see the marquee player, whatever case may be, and he ain't playing because he needs to rest, I'm pissed the fuck off. Now, if we got 10 games left and we have locked our position in the playoffs, I understand it. I'm good. So, you know, it's one of those things. You can go both ways. Now, in your situation with Kobe Bryant, it's funny. They were not in a position to make it to the playoffs, right? But by him resting that game, we got a chance to witness greatness. That motherfucker put up 60 points his last game. So, and it's fucked up. I said that to myself watching that game on the Fire Stick. Like, yo, that's fucked up. Y'all went out there to go see him play. He didn't play. As soon as y'all come back home, he has a game like that. Like, oh my God. I really felt for y'all. I understood what the fuck was going on, but I really felt for y'all. So, I just hope that y'all... I know why y'all went out there to LA in the first place, whatever the case may be, and that was your gift to your husband. I just hope he really appreciated the trip. You know? Because if it was only for Kobe, you know, he would be upset, and, you know, that's his best player or favorite player, whatever. And, you know, you just... That's one of those you can't really call it that one. You just gotta... You know what? We got a chance to stop by the Kodiak Theater or this, that, and the third. We, you know, took some pictures on a Hollywood Star Walk of Fame, all that shit. Something else. Because for that right there, I would be pissed too. And that's a lot of dough just to go to L.A. Just to see Kobe Bryant. Like, come on. So, but he didn't play and he rested. And when he did play, as soon as y'all come back home,
he dropped 60.
Fucking dropped 60 points. In his final fucking game.
Crazy.
I don't know if it was bad timing or what. So it's one of those.
It's my thing is this. It's 82 fucking games in a season.
Uh-huh.
These marquee players are making lots of fucking money. Oh, I don't want to hear that you're tired, nigga. I don't want to hear that you're tired. You're making $20 million a fucking year. A season for playing a game that people are playing for free? Motherfucker, I don't want to hear that you're tired. Now, your leg twisted, your ankle is broken, you got a nagging injury. I can deal with that.
Right.
But it's like, I just don't think you can have it both ways. Don't have these ridiculous amount of prices for tickets for people to go out to see the game, and then when we do spend our hard-earned money, you're not playing. Fuck that. Now, right. How can the NBA, Adam Silver, remedy this? How can he change this up? Something has to, but some action has to be taken. Now he sent the memo. Hey, stop resting these players, and now they're gonna have to talk about it because. There has been times where Popovich for the Spurs, they've rested their whole starting lineup.
Oh, for years. And it worked out. What they got? The 4 or 5 championships. See, it works. But see, the difference is he lets people know. You know, I'm going to rest my place. To answer your question, though, to remedy this, whether you decide to let people know or not, you're going to arrest them. How about this? During the time to which, though, you decide as a coach or owner that you're going to okay resting your star marquee player, and you know for a fact, first of all, the tickets are $145 or better, or whatever the fucking price may be. There's no such thing as a cheap seat.
No, not at all.
So let's just say if the star players, you know, you're resting 1 or 2 or whatever, you know, lower the prices. Whether you let us know or not, lower the prices. I mean, lower them. Don't just knock off $5, $10, $20. No. Lower it. If the tickets is $145, make the shit $89. Who I came in, if I came in to see Allen Iverson, you know, he ain't playing and it's not because of injury, well, make my ticket $89. I don't give a fuck where I'm sitting. He's not playing. I came here to see him. You know that. That's why the tickets is this high, no matter how well the team is doing, lower the fucking prices. That's how you remedy that. See, it's all about money, and all they want is your money. They don't give a fuck who playing, who hurt, this, that, and third, but they know for a fact we're not all rich, and we don't all buy tickets for the skybox and shit, okay? So, or floor seats, at that matter. So, and they know a lot of us bring our kids to the games and all that shit. Now, our kids, they love to star the players way more than we do. We're fans, but not like them. They fucking idolize them. And it's because of that, They're the next Jordan or Curry or whoever. So with that being said, you need to make it to him. So, you know what? Have some fucking consideration. I'm a hardworking taxpaying citizen, and it's a lot for me to just cough up $145 a piece just for some fucking tickets to see this person who ain't even playing, and it ain't because of injury. Well, lower the fucking price of the tickets. That's how you remedy that. I'm sorry, but the owner of the league, the commissioner, they need to do a lot better than what they're doing, because at the end of the day, it ain't the players. You know, it's the owners. It's the commissioner. They're duping us. It's the same thing with the NFL, man. It's the same fucking thing. You talk about you want to protect the players and keep them rested and have them ready for when you really, really need them to step up in the playoffs, the championship, and all of that shit. But at the same time, you raise the prices on the fucking tickets. Right now, they didn't even make it to the playoffs the year before. I'm sorry. But the Giants, a regular season ticket to see them play the Cowboys was $200. Are you fucking kidding me? They just got finished two seasons back-to-back. They went 6-10. Shut the fuck up. So they have to lower the prices of the ticket. That's how you remedy that.
And you know what? A lot of players have talked about this often. I think LeBron was kind of leading the talks. And they were saying, you know, if you don't want people to take time off, you don't want people to take off games, you got to change the season. You have to cut back the games that we play. You know, just because for the longest as we've known it, it's been 82 games, doesn't mean we can't change it. We can't modify it. You know, you want us to stop taking off games, then cut the season shorter. I don't think they will ever do that because at the end of the day, it's all about the payola. You know, that's cutting into revenue. So they're not going to do that. But I think it's something to be examined, you know. At the end of the day, they want to win the chip. They want to win it all. And it's hard to go play 45 minutes, and if you go overtime even more, and do that for 82 games per season. That's a lot.
LeBron, he does 30, he averages like 38 minutes per game. That is fucking, that's basically playing Superman. You can't do that on 2K or live on a fucking computer. You can't do that. 38 minutes at a high level? Come on. So I get it, but nah, I'm not beat. So yeah, lower the fucking prices on the tickets, man. Word. Please.
Word. And if you don't, guess what? I gotta go to the Cody. All right, this is Convo 25, Convo 25. So if you missed any of our previous Convo, make sure you go to SoundCloud and iTunes and check us out. Leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you're following my brother. Did I say it right?
Yep, Bradder.
Bradder. Make sure you're following my brother, The Real King Chuck, on Twitter. Make sure you're following me, Tiffany Nicole. No, I'm sorry. Make sure you're following me at Our Queen Tiffany. Follow the pod at _ Midnight Convos. And I'm on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. One more topic I want to get into. One more convo. You know, when we talk about great actors, mostly people talk about the Al Pacinos of the world, the Robert De Niros of the world, which, without a shadow of a doubt, they are great actors. They're going to be, you know, considered, and they should be considered one of the best. But I think we have great black actors also. So I wanted to talk about two of our finest. And when you think about actors, who would you put at the top when it comes to male actors, black male actors?
Like who I like, or who I like that's underrated?
No, who do you think majority of people would view as two of our best male actors?
Well, I really like Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
You know, that's my dude. I'm sorry. I'm with him all the way. First of all, he's in like every fucking movie and commercial, so you can't go wrong with that. And like, of course, you got your Denzels and all of that. But and I like Denzel, but that ain't my personal choice. As I said, I like Samuel L. Jackson, and another guy I like, I don't know his name, but he plays black and Puerto Rican, and he's been in a few. Like, he was in shit. What the fuck is that movie? The Manchurian Candidate. He was also in Shaft. He's the guy that played. You call me Peoples, cause I drew Peoples.
I know who you talk about. I gotta think of his name. Something, yeah. Jeffries.
Yeah. He dope as hell, but he's very underrated. I like him. Those would be my two. Okay. Samuel L. Jackson and Two Peoples.
Okay. I think he's a hell of an actor. And before we finish, I'm gonna find out his name because I know who you're talking about. But I think most people would consider Denzel and Samuel as the top of the echelon of the male black actors. And just like you, I pick Samuel over Denzel because I feel that he has more range than Denzel. Now, don't get it twisted. Denzel has great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a fine actor. But I can't see Denzel playing a crackhead and then turn around playing whatever. It's a racist black motherfucker.
Malcolm X.
Durango or something.
Yeah, you understand? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see him making the switch, even though I think he's a fine actor. If you I know you told me you didn't see Fences, but he killed that movie.
Right.
He absolutely murdered that movie. But one of my favorite movies that Samuel L. did was Jungle Fever. Jungle Fever.
Yeah!
He played that role like no fucking other. And he wasn't even the star of the movie.
He's a better crackhead than that. Real life.
Absolutely.
Real life, acting, whatever.
He embodied that role.
What? You know I'll do it. Because I'm a crackhead. Ow! Mama, I smoked the damn TV. It's acting. It's acting. And he turned right around and he plays a Jedi Master. In one of the Star Wars. Like, come on. The boy has range,
the
man.
The boy has range.
Damn.
You know, I was... when I was thinking of the two actors to compare, and I think that if you said Denzel, no one would be mad. Or if you said Samuel, you couldn't be mad either. Either way, I was actually going to add Eddie Murphy to the mix.
Uh-huh. And
not that I think he's a great actor. Or he's one of the better actors, but he has range too. And one of the funniest fucking movies that he ever has done is Coming to America.
Yeah, and Life.
Life is funny, but Coming to America is just a fucking classic.
I think that's the funniest movie ever.
And I have to watch that at least once a year. At least once a year. And these newbies, these youngins, the newer generation... now have discovered that movie and think that that's like the best thing ever. And they mm-hmm. don't, you know, they have no idea when that shit came out, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how we got Boomerang. We talked about Halle Berry and Boomerang. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You talk about the fucking Clumps, the Nutty Professor. I remember when I first saw that movie, I laughed. Just the fucking, the kitchen scene when they're all at the table. Just that mm-hmm. scene alone, I'll be done. I can watch it repeatedly. So,
Cletus.
Yeah, come on, Cletus. Come
you
on.
You don't fuck over here, but you're going to limp back.
You're going to limp back.
Of course.
She was like, she had what? The noodle on her hand. What does this look like? Little limp in the dick.
And he buy me flowers, some candy. We go back and we have some sexual relations. Come on. The fuck?
That is Eddie Murphy playing all these characters.
Right, right.
If that's and not skills. Yes.
Huh?
That's skills.
Oh, yeah.
That's skills. So I know people want to give, you know, the Robert De Niro. And I love Robert De Niro. Listen. Robert De Niro... and fucking A Bronx Tale, which is probably like my top five movie. I love The Bronx Tale. I swear to God, that man can get it all over that bus. He's that fine. A young Robert De Niro is so fucking fine. I think he has so much range, and I think he's probably one of my favorite actors too. But when we're talking about
Andy likes black women.
He's married to one. I think his wife's name is Grace, and he has two biracial sons.
Nothing to do with white girls, but go ahead.
He can definitely get it. Oh, the young Robert De Niro can get it.
He'll give it to you.
Yo.
No, Tiff, take this dick. I'm the real man. That's a sucker man, you know. He can eat that Bronx cell shit.
Oh, God, I love him.
My name, my boy, Colotero.
Classic. Absolute classic. So I just wanted to add those guys to the mix. You know, it doesn't need to be said. People respect the skill, but just paying homage to people, giving them their flowers while they're still alive. Samuel, you can't turn on the TV and this motherfucker's not on it, whether it's
I like him and I like two peoples from Shaft, and he was in Manchurian Candidate. He was in a couple other movies, but I remember him in those two movies specifically. But like white actors, I think his name is Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know him, but he plays he was in Private Ryan, the guy, the sergeant that had bad feet.
Yeah, I know you talk. I know his name.
No, you talking about? Mm-hmm. I like. He also played in a TV show. He was one of the presidents. I think he was President Adams or something. Whatever. But he definitely... You got to look up that name. Paul Giamatti. I like him too. He's dope as hell as an actor. It's a lot of... But him too, he's underrated. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of them that's underrated. And they get these, you know, Oscars and, you know, Academy Awards out like it's fucking water. A lot of these people don't even deserve it. I'm not saying that, you know, they didn't get any, but, you know, the people that I mentioned, I like them a lot. I recognize skill, and they play parts that's not even there. It don't even seem like it fits them. But, you know, they got it.
What about up-and-coming actors, the younger generation? Who would you...
I like, I don't know the name. I think it's Keenan Peele.
Okay, that's the one that wrote Get Out. Keenan.
Yeah, Get Out. But both of them two together, they did Keenan about the cat.
Oh, that I don't see that bullshit.
I like them too.
You talk about him, right?
Lift the phone up.
Oh, you can't see it. Hold on.
Yeah. That's two peoples.
Yeah, I don't know his name. I can't think of his name.
That's who, I like him.
But he's a great, he has range. He has absolute range. I gotta find out his name, it's gonna bother me. But when we talk about up and coming actors, Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, yeah. My Creed.
Yes. Creed. He's from Jersey.
Yeah. I didn't like him in the Fantastic Four, the remake. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him as the Black Torch.
Okay, I didn't see that movie. Wasn't on my list to see. But I like him as an actor, as a young actor.
But I liked him in Creed. Yeah, he was dope in Creed.
Yeah, he can get it in Creed. Oh, God. He was sexy, little thing. And I remember him as a young actor. So now he a grown-ass man. Ooh-wee.
Guess, watch out for you, huh?
I got my cougar badge, and I'm on the loose. Okay. I'm on the prowl.
Wow.
And you know, he got his start on the fucking stories. He used to be on All My Children.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So you can make it. If you stay with your craft, you grow, you practice, you master your craft, you can grow. He came from the stories, All My Children, to doing a fucking, the Rocky series, Creed. Such a legendary series. He's, you know, now carrying the torch.
How about that?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, he dope though.
He definitely dope. So, yeah, it's just a lot of great actors. You know, we just need the opportunity. You know, once they give us a fucking opportunity, you know, we just blaze it.
Yo, we take that shit and run with it. But name some females though. You gotta mention the females.
Female actresses that I enjoy watching.
Upcoming or old, it doesn't matter.
Old. Let's start with the newer ones. Well, I guess she's in the middle. I like Sanaa Lathan. I think she's a great actress. She has a new TV show actually on Fox called Shots Fired. And I'm actually getting the hubby to watch it because he don't watch no TV whatsoever. If it ain't basketball or some type of sports, he don't watch it. So we're actually watching it as a couple. So she's one of my actress that I like to see what she's doing. What about for you? I'm going to think of some females, but what's your thoughts on female actresses?
Well, again, I like, what's her name? Leslie Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. I like, I don't know her name. I can't pronounce her name. The chick that played in 12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was getting raped.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I like her, too. I like her a lot, y'all.
You know who's my bitch? And I shouldn't say, I don't mean that in a derogatory way. But,
no, we know.
I say that word because she's been doing this so long, and I don't think she's ever got her just due. I don't think she's ever been acknowledged, you know, besides us, from the outside of the black community, has ever given her proper respect. And that's Angela Bassett.
Really?
I love Angela Bassett.
But you don't think she got her just due?
I don't think so. Oh, shit. I think the black community knows her skills, knows what she's done. Outside of that, I don't think she gets the flowers that she deserves. I don't think the white people, not just white people, but I don't think the masses view her as a Meryl Streep.
Let me tell you something. First of all, she is number one. And number two, I would rabbit fuck the dog shit out of Angela Bassett. What? I know she married to Courtney B. Lance and all that, but so what? Whenever she feels as though she need a little something young, bust on her face too.
Oh, you went busting on people's faces. Like,
I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, I don't know. But, oh, you know who else I like? Is it Regina King?
Woo! Oh, okay. She's been doing it for a very long time.
I'm in love with her. What? Especially the role she played in The Line Between Love and Hate.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she was the good girl, the went away to the Air Force, and Bobby Brown. What? You like her? Yeah. She been around all them Top Gun motherfuckers. You know. I liked her in that role. And, of course, in Ray Charles, you know, I don't know, I like her, you know, Tutu Saying, all of that.
You know, one actress that I truly admire, and she still looks so beautiful to this day, and she's up there, she's getting up there in age, is Felicia Rashad.
Huxtable. Mama Cosby.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, she played that role, that iconic role, for so long, you know, and now she's doing a role, she has a role on Empire right now, and just to see her outside of Claire Huxtable, it's like, yes. Oh, shit, because she gangsta on the show, she, you know, she a mom not to be fucked with, so it's like, you see the range, you know, that these actresses have, you know, so, I don't know, I just think it's so much that we offer, so much talent that we offer.
That gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like we have different roles in movies and motherfuckers wanna cast roles for other people, but it should be designated for somebody like us, meaning like they'll have a movie about Egypt and they casting white folks
for Egyptians. I can't stand that. They don't understand. They lose a lot of money when they put Gods of Egypt and they starring white characters. The new Tarzan, and this is white guy, you know, king of the jungle and shit. Mind you, the natives, the Africans, you know, they've been there for centuries, but they can't talk to the animals. But this white guy could. Get the fuck out of here, yo. Fucking, what was it? The Story of Moses or some shit. And Let My People Go and all that shit. The Pharaohs and that was white. Like, give me a fucking break, man. Hollywood, if they cut out this racist bullshit, they will understand. Like, if it's all about money at the end of the day, you understand, you know, Tell the truth. Show us the real history of the people. Ain't no gods in Egypt, right? Get the fuck out of here. Show the truth. And they would make a lot more money. We would actually support the shit. I'm one of them that would actually support the shit. But nah, they don't want to do that. Yeah. Russell Crowe, the king of Egypt. Get the fuck out my face. I can't stand Tom Cruise, The Last Samurai. Get the fuck out of here. They ain't even Japanese. The fuck is you talking about? Yo, I hate that shit. Oh, that shit burns my soul, yo. Fuck out of here.
I'm with you. Tell them why you mad, son.
I just want to burn this shit down. That's what the fuck I want to do. And start all over. Have Spike Lee, have him own his own fucking movie production studio, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and we can just run with the shit. And have Paul Mooney writing the shit. Let's go. That's what we need to do.
Well, that sounds like a fucking plan. Paul Mooney, all you need is start talking to him and he's going in.
Fuck out of here. Mind you, this motherfucker British as hell, but he is fucking ruler of all Egypt. Shut the fuck up. Yo, I hate Hollywood. You just made me fucking upset, Tim. Let me calm down. Woosah.
See, that's the thing. We want to get some emotion, evoke some emotion. And King Chuck is Carl Thomas right now. He's real emotional right now. I knew you were the one.
It's like, yeah, let it go. Stay.
Convo 25-25-25. Make sure you check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes. Make sure you connect with us on our social media. Tonight is special because it's our 25th episode. 25 in the books. And you know what? We only getting better. You know, I mean, I feel like we're grooving. We're starting to find our niche. Chuck is coming on time.
Shit. What up, though?
But we're only going to get better. And we have so many great ideas that we're trying to make come to life with interviewing people, mashing up with people, spotlighting different people. I want to spotlight people that's doing stuff in the community. I want to spotlight people that's starting their own businesses, whatever that may be. Whether you're selling fried dishes, whether you're selling fish or clothes or hats, t-shirts, whatever the case may be. I want to see, I want to support, you know, in any fashion in which we can. Because if
right, advocate, all of that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things that I definitely want to do and see the show grow. And I can't say that I want to support someone and not support my own brother.
Ah.
As we've been saying this for the last few shows, you may not know, but Mr. King Chuck is a poet. So tonight, because it is combo 25.
Go ahead and introduce me. Go ahead.
I'm trying to give you the nice little intro.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to fuck it up. Go ahead, yeah.
Start over. Because this is Convo 25, it's something like we're halfway there. I don't know. I just like 25. It's a good number. I thought we'll do something a little different and try to showcase King Chuck as an artist, not just as someone that just says whatever the fuck he wants to say, but as a true artist. So, without further ado, we're gonna have King's Court, but a special edition.
If you ever see a man with this green bottle in his hand, that's a wino with discipline. Just the thought of me having another one keeps the blood rushing from my adrenaline. Now when compared to other drunks, I can't be touched because I'm a veteran. Ain't no resuscitating my body. This is King Chuck's medicine. Heineken. It's the original quality at its best and just can't be stopped. This is a special blend of fermented barleys and hops. And I swear for God, the best sip is the best when you crack the top. that hit the spot. Heineken. You see, to me, it's quite clear. It's no other drinks that can come near. And on a hot summer day, my dude is all about the beers. I'm copping 22-ounce bottles because they fatter. You see me sipping this malt beverage, it's no laughing matter. Check out my swagger. I'm walking backwards with no balance or coordination. It's called a two-step stagger. Heineken. This drink makes my hands quiver. It causes my throat to tremble and shiver. It even impairs my ability to operate. Bring false ulcers to my stomach and it hardens my liver. And yet my niggas still make a pit stop at home liquors. Heineken's. I'ma end this piece in a slurred closing. Yes, y'all, I gotta love Jonesin'. With a serious crush, I'm a lush that stays imposing. I'm obsessed and you're chosen. You're cold as ice but never frozen. I'm disillusioned by this green bottle that turns golden when you're pouring in. I'm a poet turned drunk and oh my lord, here we go again. Got me spitting poems with that saucy flowing in. We all knowin' when I'm copping from the next liquor spot eyes going in. Heineken's. Yo, I'm out.
So there you have it, King Chuck. He blessed y'all for free this time. Next time, you're going to have to pay for it.
For real, though.
Faux Sheezy. So, tonight, it's a wrap. Convo 25 is in the books. You got any parting words?
Peace.
We'll see you on the other side.